I'd like to welcome you back to Old Staff and Practice Series. I happen to think that puppies are particularly adorable, but I never owned a dog, and honestly, I never owned any pets, and therefore I'm not really too familiar with the culture of dog ownership or any of the laws related to owning dogs and whether they're adhered to. But I checked on nyc.gov, the website for the New York City, and it states all dogs in New York City must have licenses, and the licenses must be attached to their collars while in public. And dog owners may be fined for violating these requirements. Apparently there's a license you have to purchase. It has an identification tag, which you have to attach to the dog's collar. And therefore, it seems that a question must be asked for any dog owner who wants to have his dog roam free in a place in which there wouldn't be an Eruv on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Is there a problem of violating Shvisas Behemto? The Gemara, which we started in yesterday's Daf Shabbos, Daf Nun Aleph and Beis, we started a new parak B'meh, Behema Yotza. What are the different articles of clothing or all other different ornaments of an animal, whether they're allowed to carry them outside on Shabbos? Perhaps it would violate Shvisas Behemto. Your animals have to rest just like you have to rest on Shabbos. And one of the criteria that the Gemara, again, beginning on yesterday's daf, continuing on today's daf, Shabbos daf Nun Beis, discusses that if an animal is wearing something for the purposes of protection, then it's okay, it's considered an article of clothing, and just like a person, a human is able to walk around on Shabbos, and it's not considered carrying, he's wearing clothing, it's not a load, it's a malbush, it's a garment. Similarly, if you have an animal that's wearing something for the purpose of protection, it's not going to be a problem, it's not considered a masui. And even though the animal is carrying in Rosh Hashanah, it's not considered he's violating his rest because it's not considered a load. And therefore the question apparently has to be asked with these identification tags or collars on pets. Is there a problem with these animals wearing them outside on Shabbos? Now the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Shin Hei that one is not allowed to have his animals walk around in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos wearing an identification tag. But in more recent years, Poskim have raised the possibility that if you're wearing the collar in order to protect the animal, in order to make sure that people don't think it's a stray, think that it may have rabies, and therefore the circumstances are a bit different from that which the Shulchan Aruch writes, that an animal may not wear an identification tag, since in contemporary times, it's really for Shmira, it's to protect the animal, and things may be different. Now the Aruch HaShulchan, who lived in Nevardik over 100 years ago, he didn't think that this was a compelling enough reason, and he concluded that it would still be prohibited for an animal, even for a pet, to wear a collar on Shabbos. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaso in Perek Chav Zayin quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that he felt that this was a convincing argument, and he felt it was permissible for someone to let his animal wear this identification tag, this collar, in order to ensure the protection of his animal. However, Shlomo Zalman concludes that you have to be certain about why you're placing this collar and why you're placing this identification tag, and it has to be for the protection of the animal. If you're putting it there just to avoid a fine, then it wouldn't be good enough. And therefore, going back, I don't know the realities of pet owners and how careful they are and why they put collars, but you have to be aware. Are you doing it in order to protect your animal, in order to make sure that it returns if Chalila gets lost, someone would be able to return it back to you, and that's really for the benefit of the animal, then it's okay. But if you're just having it walk around with this collar in order to abide by the laws, not because you're really concerned for the welfare of your animal, then Shlomo Zalman feels that it would be a problem. Now, I discussed this with some poskim, and some poskim were hesitant about this reasoning, and they felt that since ultimately the reason why this law was put in place was for the protection of the animal, and the concept of wearing the identification tag is for the protection of the animal, it could be good enough regardless of what your specific reasoning is. But that is what Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, and that certainly is how many poskim do paskin.